Hello, America, and to our friends around the world. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Hey, make sure you check out our newsletter at thecommonsenseshow.com and you click on the newsletter link upper right-hand corner. Put in your email. We do not sell data, so you're safe there. And what will you get? Well, you get a recapitulation of everything we've done in the previous 24 hours, one-stop shopping. You'll have to come back multiple times to see all the stuff we've done. It's easy and it's free, and over 50,000 people are taking advantage of it. Thecommonsenseshow.com is where you want to go. Hey, don't eat breakfast until you learn about caloric bypass. Your breakfast is setting you up for the entire day to gain weight or lose weight. And once your glycogen stores are depleted after an 8 to 12 hour fast, your body shifts into burning fat for energy. That's what you want to do. And this is really what underlies ketogenesis. And if you knew the MCTs that you could put in during your fasting period, your fat burning goes off the charts. Dr. Gundry, a heart surgeon in California, learned that if you break that fast with these MCTs, you're going to lose a lot of weight. He lost 70 pounds in his 60s and has kept it off. You can find out how he did it by going to thehealthyfat.com/Dave. That's thehealthyfat.com/Dave. Or you can click on the link if you're on social media listening to this, right in the description box, piece of cake. That's thehealthyfat.com/Dave. I tell you, a lot of people are raving about this. We've been running this particular piece of information now for about a year and a half, and we get a lot of positive comments from it. Hey, we've got something going on in MAGA that is threatening to tear it down. There is great division right now within the people who follow MAGA, supporters, regular citizens, officials, and top officials. And President Trump's reaction to this crisis has been deflection. And I'm not sure he knows how to handle it. And what are we talking about? The Epstein list. And as I said 2 days ago, if you believe there's no list in a criminal organization that has already been adjudicated through Maxwell and has been well publicized to, well, the man himself. I got swamp land in Florida I want to sell you. Of course there's a list. Of course there's business records. Of course this has been seized. You've got one leader who's, we've been told he committed suicide. We have another leader in the second position, Maxwell. Her stuff has been used in court. And you're telling me there is no list? Well, that contradicts what both Patel and Bongino said when they got into their positions. We have to clean it up. We have to make it presentable. We want to protect the victims. And I completely get that. That's legitimate, reasonable, and legal. But they could release things that don't compromise victim identities. And they're releasing nothing. And behind it, they told the biggest, fattest lie that I have ever heard come out of a MAGA official. There's no list. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. More important things to deal with, said President Trump. Well, Pam Bondi's taking all the heat. You know, I don't think she's handled it well, but I don't know that she's had a choice. I think she's taken orders. And on, you say, Dave, are you taking sides against Trump? If you think I'm going to be a rubber stamp for 100% of the things he does, then you've come to the wrong place. My mission here through the Common Sense Show is to expose truth so we can get back to what this country is supposed to be and not the hellhole it was on the road to becoming. Is that simple enough? I don't do hero worship. Today, if Trump were to run for re-election and if he were eligible to do so, would I vote for him? Yes, I would. But that doesn't mean I'm a rubber stamp. And some people haven't liked a couple of the other criticisms I delivered to the year of Donald Trump. And I've sung his praises enough. I don't need to defend my position on where I stand. But I'm telling you right now, this is wrong. And now we're seeing it's not just Bongino that's unhappy. And he hasn't been to work since Wednesday, according to the reports. And this is being reported everywhere now. When I first reported this 2 days ago, we were starting to hear a few inklings here and there. And you remember when I said that when Bongino and Patel came out and they were minimizing the Epstein situation, I said their body language was not on board with what they were saying. I used to teach body language in sociology classes. I know it fairly well, and I knew what I was seeing was screaming, "This is deceit, and we're not buying into it. This is what we're being told to say." And now, WorldNet Daily and several other entities and individuals are reporting that not only is Bongino in danger of quitting, so is Kash Patel. I'm going to tell you one thing right now. This would be an unmitigated disaster for the Trump administration that they will not recover from. And Trump is really damning the 2028 hopes of his vice president or Marco Rubio, depending on which way that nomination would go. And I'm telling you right now, both of those guys are in the back room pooping bricks because this is extremely bad for their future. And you can't believe 95% of the polls because they're run by liberals for liberals and they oversample Democrats. It's simple. Now, having said that, you're going to start to see the three polls that are reasonable that made the right election predictions in 2024. You're going to start to see them show dissatisfaction with Trump in this area. This is a big area. And the reason this is a big area is because this is about the protection of kids. Pretty simple. In the next segment, we're going to talk about protecting kids. With an immigration raid that took a lot of heat. And we're going to talk about that, how what the Trump administration did was a great thing. But what they're doing with the Epstein situation is a totally unmitigated disaster. What did I say 2 days ago when I quoted Shakespeare? Remember what I said? Though the heavens may fall, let justice prevail. I'm going to tell you on this issue, the American people aren't going to tolerate anything less. And I'm talking about Democrats who have moved to the edge of getting behind Trump because their party has become so whacked out. People like Kami Mandani. I mean, anyone that could follow this guy in America, oh my gosh, just put on your red band and march in Red Square. This party has alienated everybody. I mean, look at Fetterman. He's not drinking the Kool-Aid. And there are a lot of Democrats who want off this crazy ship. But Trump's handling of the Epstein situation, and this is where the buck stops. It's with President Trump. His handling is preventing MAGA from growing. And there's been so many good things. Listen, I told you before, it's not my issue, not the, my main concern right now, who waits on my table, where they're from, or who picks the fruit. But when they're involved in criminal enterprise, when they're involved in rape, murder, and other associated crimes, they got to go. They either got to go out of the country or they got to go to prison. But there are people in this country that want them treated differently and give them permanent immunity from any bad acts that they do. No, and this is a good thing that Trump is doing, a great thing. But he's negating it right here. There were children that were trafficked and worse in the Epstein situation. Does anybody deny that happened? I can't think anybody out there can deny it happened. You got the number two person in that organization sitting in prison right now for these crimes. It's already been proven they happened. The damage has been done. Hey, listen, I'm confident with things I've seen. I have a real good idea who's on that list. The country's not going to fall apart. It may be there may not be political donations from certain people and groups in 2028, and this is where the decision has to come down. What's more important, the money are having the confidence in the country and your policies. That list, no matter how painful, needs to be published. And I can't believe they, for a second, they thought we would believe the fiction. There's no list. It defies any level of common sense. Think I've made my point. Look forward to your comments back to me on this and what you think. And you're probably saying, Dave, what's your motivation? No, I'm not turning on Trump, but I'm turning on this issue. If we won't defend our kids, then who are we? And it's often been said you can judge a nation's value by how it treats its most vulnerable people, namely handicapped, elderly, and the youth. If you don't protect these groups, then what are you as a nation?
A major breakthrough with regard to the Epstein file controversy has happened. Oh, it's happened, and it's scaring the HE double hockey sticks out of the establishment in America that does not want this to come out. And for some reason, neither does the administration. Pam Bondi, Donald Trump, they don't want it out there, but there's been a huge development we're going to tell you about. And I want to get it out here publicly. And I'm going to say this on the record. Donald Trump is saving the economy of this country. Donald Trump is making America a safer nation today by what he is doing with regard to Russia and what he's doing with regard to China. He has negated two major military threats for the moment. I could not be happier with what he's doing. The economy experienced its first profit from a governmental perspective in decades this last month. So things are great. But as a nation, you are judged by how you treat your most vulnerable people. And you're saying, well, what does that mean? What that means is this, is that if you're unwilling to step up and right the situation involving the Epstein files, you are not protecting your most vulnerable. Children, the elderly, and handicapped. You judge a value of a society by how they treat these three groups. And right now, with regard to the children, we are failing. Now, I'm going to say this as an aside. You can have whatever opinion you want on immigration. I don't care. I'm just saying that if you want things to change, what's happening now, you got to change laws. But Gavin Newsom is reprehensible. And he is illustrating what's wrong with the children's situation. 14 unaccompanied minors harvesting marijuana crops. First of all, it's illegal. You have to be 21. Secondly, unaccompanied labor law violations, suspected trafficking being looked into by the DOJ right now as we speak. And Newsom comes out and criticizes that operation. I'm just going to put it to you, what's wrong with that picture? And it's an example of what I'm talking about. We must protect our most vulnerable children, elderly, handicapped. We're not doing it. We're going to get into the Epstein case and something that potentially will blow the lid off of everything. And Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, the CIA, the Mossad, whoever's involved, whoever, name, pick a name from anywhere, whoever's involved cannot stop what's just happened. And I, for one, am pleased. And I've said this before, and I quoted Shakespeare, though the heavens may fall, let justice prevail. We're brought to you by Body Align. Everybody needs their cell phone, but what you don't need is the EMF coming out of your cell phone. And if you look at where people are getting glioblastoma, brain cancer, in greatly increasing numbers, the location is on the part of their head where they hold their cell phone. You can block that now. Body Align has many products, a sleep patch, a pain patch, and now we talk about EMF blocking, an energy band that I wear. Body Align is based on frequency interventions. Completely natural, completely safe, but you can make your cell phone a safer place to be. We can't do without our cell phones. I know some people that do, but practically speaking, if you're employed and if you have other responsibilities and you got kids, you pretty much need a cell phone. Protect yourself now. Body Align can help you with that. Go to Body Align, Align, bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. Bodyaligned.com/Dave Hodges. All right. Good old Miss Maxwell, 63 years old, jailed for trafficking operations, the only one connected to Epstein that's been punished. That's amazing. Is that not amazing? How can you have a criminal enterprise this broad and only have one person in prison? Good question, Dave. Thank you very much. Let's continue with this. Maxwell has now come out. Uh-oh. She said, "I want to testify before Congress and I'll tell you what I know." She has been not offered a plea deal. She's not asking for a plea deal. None is forthcoming. No one has asked her to do this. She's saying this on her own. Now, I don't know what her motivation is. I frankly don't care. I want the truth out so we can protect kids presently and in the future. I want to understand this and I want to move forward. And I want the perpetrators fully punished. And don't give me the, oh, she's the answer and Jeffrey's dead. That is not the answer here. Now, a lot of people, including me, thinks that her life is in extreme danger. Let's assume just the worst happens, hypothetically speaking, that she meets an untimely end. She commits self-destruction. Do you think that's going to stop the controversy or is it going to inflame it? It's going to inflame it. When Lee Oswald was shot by Jack Ruby 2 days after the death of President Kennedy, do you think people trusted the government more or less? Same thing here, only bigger. Trump is between a rock and a hard place on this now. You got the American public and his own strongest supporters, including me, calling for the release of these files and justice to be done. On the other hand, you now have Maxwell coming out, who's a principal and was a part, you would assume, of every major decision and can name names, chapter, and verse, and doesn't even need a script to tell you about it. She says, "I want to tell the story. Please share this information. We come to you on digital formats all across the board. Please share this far and wide. We need to put pressure on the Trump administration to do the right thing." Now, I said the same thing during the Biden administration, but I may as well have been urinating in the wind for all it mattered. This is too important, people. If we're not willing to protect our kids, then what good are we? I'm Dave Hodges. This is the Common Sense Show.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Well, we've got disturbing reports coming out about the the Federal Reserve. We've got disturbing reports coming out about the health of the dollar. Elon Musk is continuing to say, "Well, you got to get started cutting right now because the dollar is in deep, deep trouble. Dollar's in trouble. The banks are in trouble." Dodd-Frank Law of 2010 says that they can take your money from you whenever they want, they being the banks. They can take your retirement if it's in the bank. So what are you going to do? You can't start over. Protect your nest egg. You're going to go to Noble Gold and they're going to extract your retirement from the bank control, put it under your control. You own it and they'll back it with either gold or silver. I recommend gold. Gold's going to probably hit over 3,000 an ounce by January. Those are the projections. Right now, it's sailing at over 2,700. This is a good deal. Also, you can apply similar strategies to your bank account. We advise people keep operating capital and diversify the rest through a smorgasbord of precious metals, beginning with gold and silver. This is, I think, so important. Now, the FTC wants me to tell you that, well, they're pretty clear. No investment is guaranteed. We agree. There are no promises being offered here. Past performance can affect future expectation. We agree with that too. I wish they would tell you the banks can rob you blind, take everything from you. You're an unsecured creditor under the Dodd-Frank law. Okay, but they don't. We will. So we've given our warning. I'll say this. I have been advertising for Noble Gold for 8 years. I've been a customer for seven. There you go. Multiple deals. I'm happy. I'm largely protected, and you can be too. So what are you going to do? You're going to go to Noble Gold. You're going to call them 877-646-5347. It's 877-646-5347. Earlier, I talked about Dr. Siegel being interviewed as a medical Fox News contributor, and he said some things that I disagree with. He said some things I do agree with. He did not go into quite the depth that I think he should, but he's mainstream media. We're going to do that here. This is why you come here. I think it's good to get a teaser from Fox, but then you come to the alternative media to get the real story, and I mean that sincerely. This is, as you can see, an article that I wrote over 11, or actually over 10 years ago, October 3rd, 2014. Okay. Now, Dr. Siegel said, well, Ebola is not airborne. Okay. Anthony Banbury, and I have the link here. You can go to the commonsenseshow.com and pull this up. The United Nations Ebola chief warned of a nightmare scenario that Ebola is possibly now and probably soon will be an airborne pathogen. That's been blown all to hell with Canadian research. I'm just showing you what the Americans said 10 years ago. This is precisely what I reported when I cited several peer studies, which demonstrated that Ebola was already known by many researchers to be airborne. In order to maintain any semblance of credibility, the CDC, through the process of incrementalism, is moving towards exposing that position. Okay, so they know it. They know it, but they can't have someone like me coming on the air and saying, hey, folks, it's airborne. It is airborne. How long does it live outside the body? We don't know. Okay, the original position on how Ebola was spread in early September of 2014. Is the mantra unofficial, excuse me, official and irrefutable doctrine of sirens? The virus is spread through direct contact. It is broken skin, mucous membranes, blood, bodily fluid, urine, feces, saliva, vomit, semen of a person who's sick with Ebola or with objects like needles that have been contaminated with the virus. Oh, whoa, wait a minute, hold on. A needle, okay? Puncture the skin. Is it not staying alive on the needle? Isn't that proof right there? That they know darn good and well that that virus stays alive on an inanimate, non-organic, non-fluid, a syringe needle. Hello, right there. It's airborne, folks. That ends the discussion. Now we have more to show you, courtesy of YouTube. Okay. Dr. Lisa Brousseau, excuse me, and Dr. Rachel Jones in a research article published by SIDRAP, the Center for Disease, Infectious Disease Research and Policy, that's run by the CDC, clearly state that Ebola has unclear modes of transmission. We believe there is scientific and epidemiological evidence that the Ebola virus has the potential to be transmitted through infectious aerosol products, both near and at a distance from infected patients. I remember the DHS came out with something about 7, 8 years ago, and they said up to about 27 feet maximum. Okay, now I want to scroll down here and I want to show you we're not ready. The United States has 19 Ebola ready level Bio-4 containment beds, so they will martial law you in your house. Let's go through some things that we also know. In fact, I'm going to take you to another document to show you this. The CDC, let me see if this link will pull up because it is over 10 years old. And that's going to require me to log out of this. Okay, so I'll have to go back in and reestablish the link because I went to a different page on the share screen. Okay, I wrote this particular piece October 4th, 2014. So this was one day later than the one I just mentioned. So this information is not new, okay? Obama made a bunch of BS promises, but I wanted to take you down here. Look at this. There's an old saying from the Obama administration, never let a good crisis go to waste. Well, it appears that's exactly what they're not doing. The CDC has ulterior motives. And you can pull this up on our website here. Can you see the URL? I don't know, but let me take you back up and I'll show you the title, and you can put it into our search engine. The CDC's profit motive connected to the spread of Ebola. Okay? There's your don't let a good crisis go to waste, right? Okay, so let me right here. Here we go. You can see from the October 4th, 2014 article, the CDC has ulterior motives in the diagnosing and subsequent treatment of Ebola. First of all, the CDC is traded on Dun and Bradstreet. I give you the link right there. This fact makes the CDC a for-profit corporation. Gee, does that explain some of their behavior during COVID? Huh? Yeah, exactly. So, Center for Disease Control, 2920 Brandywine Road, Suite 300, Atlanta, Georgia. And if you go to and click on that link, you'll see the patent for Ebola right there. The CDC owns the patent on Ebola. Now, here's what's interesting. You can't own a patent on something if it's out of nature, unless you have varied it by more than 30%. So that means since the CDC owns the patent on Ebola, they have modified Ebola by 30% or more. When we say modified, let me use another term that you learned about in Senate hearings with Rand Paul and that great Dr. Mengele murderer, Anthony Fauci. Gain of function research. We're gaining a function. Gain of function. Another descriptor that fits, weaponizing. This is why Dr. Siegel dropped a real subtle hint. He knows what he can get away with saying on mainstream TV and what he can't. I don't know what's going to come out of a lab. And he said that twice. He's talking about weaponization. He's not stupid. And I don't think he buys the fact it can't be transmitted by air, but he's saying that would come out of weaponization by default. Okay, so forget Dr. Siegel for a second in our previous segment. As I have pointed out before, the CDC owns the patent on Ebola and all variants is up to 70% of the variants. That means that because the CDC owns Ebola, they will receive a royalty every time a treatment is provided because of the alteration of their intellectual property rights. These two facts mean that if the CDC moved to spot, block the spread of Ebola, they would cut into their profit motive. And what did Dr. Siegel say about Africa? They're hiding the deaths. They're not doing what they should be doing. And by the way, there is a vaccine for this. Oh, spoiler alert, I'm going to cover it in a later segment. Okay. And listen, I know that you guys, of course, you don't agree with everything I say. And I don't want you to. I want you to think independently. So, as they say, we don't get fooled again, right? The who, right? Don't get another Obama administration. Don't get another Biden administration. We don't get fooled again. I want you to think on your own. But I have been meticulous on this research, and I've been consistent in all these years. I've done shows with Celeste Solom, former, oh yeah, what was she? FEMA? We've done shows about this stuff. I have tons of literature on this on the commonsenseshow.com. This is crazy. If the CDC moved to block the spread of Ebola, they would cut into their profit motive. On this point, there can be no argument. Doesn't RFK Jr. say that a lot of medicines simply treat superficial symptoms and they do nothing about the underlying cause? And that's because Big Pharma wants repeat business for profit. Can you tell me the difference between what RFK Jr. is saying there and what I am showing you here? This is the consistent model. Now, all in favor of me doing a third segment on this to expose the vaccine part of it, all raise your hand. Oh, you guys can put both arms down. The war's over. We will do that for you right here on the Common Sense Show. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv for the very best in fun stuff like the HIPS reports, altered history, mysteries of the mind. We're looking at UFOs and congressional investigations. You want to go there and partake in it. It's fun. It's a nice diversion, but some of it's serious. We still do our geopolitical, and not only do we do the geopolitical, we have expert guests. Go to thecommonsenseshow.tv and sign up today. Welcome to Ebola Friday. And I've decided we're really going to focus on this because there's a reason why this came out on Fox News. Seriously, we've had other outbreaks that haven't got this kind of concentrated attention, and I'm looking for this to snowball. Listen, I have to tell you right now, where I sit, I am convinced that the deep state will do anything to stop the inauguration. Anything. World War III and a massive Ebola outbreak, try to promote civil war, mass terrorism across the country from the embedded figures that are already here in the country, that the Border Patrol estimates between 100,000 and 200,000 terrorists are already here. Listen, you've got to take this seriously. And by raising awareness, not raising the fear, but raising awareness, we let them know we're paying attention and you're not fooling anybody. You may have fooled a lot of people with COVID, which I think was a dry run for this. And that's another topic for another time. But nonetheless, we are going to talk about in this particular broadcast the transmission of Ebola. I mentioned it earlier. And I thought, you know what? I need to go and show you where you can find this at thecommonsenseshow.com. Most of the links are still clickable. Some are outdated because originally the article was 2014. I revised and republished in 2020. So we're talking still 4.5 years ago. I had this out for the last time, and we're going to cover it again because I think this is a real and present danger. I truly do. Was it Bill Gates was quoted in the spring? Yes, we're going to have another outbreak of something, Event 201. You know? The World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab has said the same thing. So I think we need to really be wise and dot our I's, cross our T's. Don't make this turn you into a hermit. Don't be paralyzed with fear. But we need to share this information far and wide, and it sends a message. This is not natural. We are not going to accept it. We're going to hold you accountable. If you do this to us for crimes against humanity, we will come for you. And we need to make sure we get that message out. Hey, listen, great tip of the cap to Rand Paul and the COVID situation with gain of functioning, i.e., the weaponization of a virus away from its original form, which is what Ebola is. And I want to review this very quickly. The CDC owns the patent on Ebola. I've shown that previous segment today. And they can only do it if they've modified it by more than 30%. That means gain of function, i.e., weaponization. My name is Dave Hodges, and I'm normally very calm. I'm trying to be calm. This is the Common Sense Show. We are freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. But you got to help me and spread the word, and we got to get to work, people. You got to stay at work. It wasn't enough that we got people out to vote and we voted early and all that. That was tremendous. Congratulations. You guys were awesome. But now we have a new task. We have to support Trump, and this is the first way. Right here, let's get this out. Let's shine light on it so they don't dare try to pull this crap. We are brought to you by a tremendous product here. Love this. Ageless multi-collagen. Ageless. It comes from BioTrust. You tear off the corner. You pour in the powder to your favorite drink, the prescribed amount. You stir it up. It's odorless, tasteless. And you take it. Now, what does it do? Well, it replaces your lost collagen, which starts declining at age 20. By the time you're in your early 40s, it's declined by over 50%. Well, how does it show up? Hair falling out, eyes wrinkling, sags, bags. It's like trains and planes and automobiles. I mean, it's the whole genre here comes out with your aging, joint pain, lack of energy. What happens if you can find a suitable replacement? Well, that's easier said than done. A lot of the collagen replacements really have minimal to no effect because they don't cross the blood-brain barrier. Now, what BioTrust does is they take the five major collagens, turn it into one, and that does cross the blood-brain barrier and begins to affect changes. It's your own Ponce de Leon fountain of youth. Results are guaranteed, and you get 51% off. Go to healthwithdave.com. That's healthwithdave.com. All right. Just want to show you. I published this the last time with revisions from the previous publication 6 years earlier, January 11th, 2020. So we're coming up on almost 5 years here. Okay. Less, a little over a month, it'll be 5 years old. The worst case scenarios happen. Undeniable proof that Ebola is now airborne. Now, what you have to do You go to thecommonsenseshow.com. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter upper right-hand corner. Click on the link and join the over 50,000 people that receive a daily email from stuff we do all day long. It really saves you time. And also, too, if you go to the search engine and you look at this and you copy this verbatim into the search engine, which is in the right-hand corner as well, the worst-case scenarios happened. Undeniable proof Ebola is now airborne. Okay, and then when you come to this, you'll see January 11th, 2020. You know you're in the right place. Okay, so if you want to look at this for yourself and click on links. Now, you remember, because this is 5 years old, some of these links will no longer work. Okay, but I want to go through here and talk to you about how we know this is airborne. You say, well, gee, my wife and I, we only have sex with each other, and we're not getting blood, and we're not. Okay, I get it. I get it. It's airborne, people. Hear what they tell you. The CDC, I showed you quotes earlier. They were telling you, well, it could be that way. Looks like we're moving in that direction. They know full good and well what it is. Okay? Now, some scoffed when I published research from the Canadian government discovered in 2009 that Ebola could be transmitted across species through airborne means. Oh, wait a minute. You're saying you can catch that from other than human beings? Well, that's what Canadian research showed us. This led to speculation that if Ebola could be transmitted through airborne means between mammals from different species, could humans be vulnerable to the same process? So they proved the mammals. Why wouldn't it be humans too? We are a mammal. Well, okay. The suggestion was met with derision. Of course, the naysayers and the fact checkers came out and they slammed me because I was one of the first to hit this. And they say the research indicates sciences have known for 6 to 8 years. Now it's 11 to 14 years that Ebola is an airborne virus, as well as the means of transmission that the corporate-controlled media tells you about bodily fluids. So that's true, bodily fluids, but it's airborne. I find it incredulous. Mainstream media, the CDC, the NIH, and Obama administration are silent as to the gravity of the Ebola threat, in which millions of these people in this country and billions entire world are at risk because of these crimes of omission being committed against humanity. I agree. Okay, so let's go down to here. What do we really know about the transmission of Ebola? Well, no one knows for certain about everything about transmission from one person to the next. But the virus has been found in, listen, saliva, stool, breast milk, semen, and blood of infected people. That is without dispute. Okay, bodily fluids, okay, more of them. Inhalable aerosol particles in the immediate vicinity of the infected person have been found to be transmitted with Ebola. Coughing was identified among some cases in a 1995 outbreak in the Dominican Republic of the Congo. Coughs are widely known to emit viruses in respirable particles. Actual vomiting produces an aerosol that has been implicated in airborne transmission of gastrointestinal viruses. So, in other domains, we have shown, okay, so you get it, airborne. Diarrhea, toilet flushing emits pathogen-laden aerosol. I'm not trying to gross you out, but I'm trying to get you to see that the Canadians have circled this pretty darn well. Okay, and then they go on and right here. If you're still not convinced that sending our troops into Liberia as we did 5, 6 years ago, that was dangerous. We got away with it. We got lucky. Okay, now listen to this. Ebola through airborne transmission, consider that Marburg and Ebola viruses, which are very similar, can be isolated and the tissue culture medium at room temperature can remain viable for 46 days. We used to say the incubation period was only about 0 to 13 days. Most people would be symptomatic within 72 hours. That's what we used to say. That's not true. It is much more long-standing. It says, even in the most optimal of conditions, aerosolized Ebola and Rustin viruses at 50 to 55% relative humidity and 72 degrees Fahrenheit had biological decay rates of 3.06% and 1.55% per minute, respectively. Gee, that's not good. These rates indicate that a 99% loss in aerosol infectivity would occur in 104 and 162 minutes. Get the idea? So we're going on over 2.5 hours on the outside of this. How long can it stay active outside the body? This is unbelievable. Conclusion: the evidence is mounting. Ebola is airborne. This is a nightmarish scenario which could increase the spread of the virus exponentially. Isn't this not illness for profit when you look at the CDC owns the patent, which I've already shown you? I don't know how to make it any more clear. Anyway, if you want to go and check this out and click the links and then do your own research, the worst case scenario has happened, undeniable proof that Ebola is now airborne. Take that phrase, put it into the search engine, and you should come right to this. The effective date was January 11th, 2020, and you may find the earlier one from 2014. I think I did a partial follow-up too in 2015 as well, if memory serves me correctly. So we're in a mess. And what I'm telling you right now is that this is Ebola Friday. When this appeared on Fox News, and I'm thinking, okay, it's way over in Africa. And then you have Dr. Siegel say, well, I'm worried about what can happen in the labs. Uh-oh, gain of function, weaponization. Do you think that the left could do anything like this to basically put the country in lockdown? Well, the laws already exist for this. Would you like to know more about this? Would you like to know about the laws and what they can do to you? We only saw a partial. Give us 15 days to flatten the curve. Do you remember that? We only saw a partial. The laws exist from state to state and with the federal government. They can do a whole lot more to you than that. Raise your hands if you want more. Okay. Request granted. Make sure you check us out at the commonsenseshow.tv. The HIP series, very popular, okay? Unsolved mysteries, all those kinds of cool things. Interesting facts, sometimes very important, but we still do geopolitical and have our expert guests. That's the commonsenseshow.tv. Sign up today.
Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show, freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Very disturbing story coming up, and it's something that my good friend, she's like my little sister, and we collaborate a lot on things. But just like family members, we don't agree on everything. And I'm talking about one of my favorite people, Sarah Westall. She is absolutely fantastic in what she does. I marvel at the depth of coverage that she provides on her platforms. But we disagree on one thing. And we had a real friendly debate on this, oh gosh, last week. And she said, AI is not to the point. Well, there are some people that think it is. And we're going to talk about Sam Altman and what he's faced. And I think the guy's an absolute monster. I really do. I think he's promoting singularity. I'll define the term. I think he's promoting things that could lead to the extinction of the human race. That's just my humble opinion. And maybe he's totally innocent in his intentions, but the road to hell is paved with good intentions. We're going to tell you all about it right here on the show. We are brought to you by Noble Gold. As we look at the continued attempt to dismantle America, put us in World War III, collapse the economy, all the things that these idiots are trying to do just so Donald Trump can't rule effectively. We can't rule out the fact that the Federal Reserve is going to basically destroy the banking system. If your retirement's in there, it's gone. Under the Dodd-Frank Law of 2010, they can keep your money. You've been declared to be an unsecured creditor. By the way, is that surprising this came in under Obama? Yeah, really. Now, what can you do? Well, you can take your retirement out of the bank. I don't know how to do that. I understand. And is it safe? Well, let me explain a couple of things here. One, Noble Gold that I represent can absolutely do this safely, effectively. You'll control your retirement, and they'll back it with precious metals. Well, yeah, appreciating asset instead of the dollar that's going to cause the demise of a lot of retirements around the country. I would recommend you do this immediately because we're in the danger zone right now. Second thing, they can apply these concepts to your banking account. Otherwise, people sit at risk for a 1929 moment where, just like on my mom's side of the family, overnight they went from riches to rags. A lot of people don't know this about me. On my mom's side of the family, I'm the descendant of the Ford family, my mom's side. But good old Henry sure didn't help his cousins. He knew what was coming. He didn't tell them. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a chance here right now to fix things. Also, gold is predicted to go to $3,000 plus an ounce. This is the perfect time to do this. Call 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347. Tell them that Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show sent you. All right, let's get down to brass tacks here. Let's really lay it out honestly. In Sam Altman's company and in AI organizations across the board, people are scared to death of the possibility of sentient AI and the concept of singularity. Now, let's start with singularity. Singularity is the marriage of man and machine, and it's the ultimate goal of transhumanism. You're saying, my goodness gracious. I've heard of transhumanists. Yes. Indefinite life, pretty much, by melding man and machine. So while your biological organs will fail, well, your mechanical organs will not. And I'm just oversimplifying it for the purposes of demonstration and explanation. That's singularity. It gets worse. Not only are we plotting against ourselves, machines could still be or soon be plotting against us. In Afghanistan in 2008, there was information that was leaked. It actually went mainstream until they killed the story of sentient robots that would lead patrols into combat. And they could rewrite their own mission protocols based on changing circumstances. That's the sheer definition of sentient. Now, in AI organizations across the country and the world, we're seeing mass resignations. People are quitting for what they commonly call safety concerns. In other words, the machines are going to kick our butt. I remember watching the remake of the Outer Limits TV show in the 90s. And it was humans being hunted by robots. And I remember thinking at the time, that'll never happen. Now I'm not so sure. What can we do to stop it? I don't know. But I just read an article that predicted that singularity will be a full reality within Trump's first 4 years. We have the right man at the helm to handle all these massive challenges that are coming his way. And we worry about the Russians and the Chinese and the Russians' nuclear platform in space and all these other issues. But this is the big one. And let me go to a different track here. Bear with me on this. I'd like you to hear me, and then I'd encourage you to explore what I'm going to tell you on your own spiritual belief system. I've talked about Genesis 6 many times, and they were there afterward. After what? The flood. Who was they? The Nephilim. Who are they? The fallen angels. Their DNA survived. They had a mission, according to my friend Vance Davis, NSA, attached to NATO, late 80s. I had a mission to meld man and machine way before transhumanism. And in Vance's training, he was taught good guys, bad guys fought in the cosmos, bad guys lost. They were cast here, they bred with Earth women. And created a separate hybrid species. That's what I think the New World Order is controlled by. Very biblical. I know that when I was been honored to be a guest with Paul Begley and the great work he does, but I've been honored to be a guest of his in two conference presentations. And then Paul and I also worked together at the Hear the Watchman conference, fantastic organization, in April of this year. And this was part of my presentation. And Paul said to me, Dave, this is really a growing hot topic in eschatology. And it should be. It should be. If you have a hybrid species with effectively alien DNA, what we're talking about, and I don't mean like ETs and that kind of nonsense, you know, the grays, I'm not talking that. I'm talking alien as to alien creation of human beings. And what Vance was taught in his NSA training is that these hybrids wanted to destroy the human soul to get back at God. Remember, this is the third of angels that rebelled against the Lord, and he cast them to earth. This is their planet. And they want to go after us as God's prized creation and take our soul. They couldn't crack the code. So the next step, when Vance wrote a book about this called Unbroken Promises, the next step was to change human beings so they're not human beings anymore in a second effort to get back at God Almighty. They're close to succeeding. They want humans dead. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about who's behind the poisoning of our food system? Refer to the work of RFK Jr. and the unparalleled research that's gone in to these claims that he's made. Oh, he's just a conspiracy theorist. Yeah, conspiracy theorist with facts. Chronic disease, epidemic in this country where it wasn't 60 years ago. Who do you think is behind all this? How about the water that we don't correct and the fluoride that has definitely been proven, even in a court of law, that it's bad for human beings? Lowers IQ, compromises the immune system. Who do you think is behind all this? The Hopis have an old saying. There is no tree with branches foolish enough to fight amongst themselves. This has applicability to the nonsense of general war. This also has applicability to the takeover of the human race and the extermination of it. Transhumanism is an extermination move towards humans. God didn't create us to be melded with man and machine. And I'm not talking pacemakers, kidney transplants. I'm not talking about any of that. That's legitimate medical procedures. I'm talking about morphing humans into singularity. And right now, there's a lot of information out there that says we're on the doorstep. This is unhealthy. This is bad. And, Sam Altman's survived a move against him by his own board because he was, quote, abandoning safety concerns. I would hope that you would take this very, very seriously. We need to be pushing our politicians to ban this before it's too late. I remember, what was it, 10 years ago, 8 years ago, a handful of scientists, and then it grew to thousands, said AI is dangerous. It is, because I believe it's under the control of the survivors of the flood, as referenced in Genesis 6, verse 4. And I would invite you to explore these ideas. But I think the evidence is mounting and mounting. I used to propose this as a hypothesis. I used to go on shows and I'd be interviewed as a guest and I would say, I'm starting to think that this might be possible. What I'm telling you today is I have no doubt what I'm telling you is true and accurate. One of the things I would encourage people, the Lord's not going to let this happen. But how much misery are we going to go through? How many people are going to have to be needlessly sacrificed? The human race compromised until the Lord saves us. And let me refer to the Bible one more time before we close. In the book of Revelation, it says that no flesh, that's us, would be left alive unless Jesus came back. Now, this is said at a time when they couldn't even conceive of what AI was, but it fits, doesn't it? Thank you for joining us. Check us out on our newsletter. Delivery of all of our information we do on a 24-hour cycle, and it's delivered to your email box for your review. It's a great time saver. Go to thecommonsenseshow.com, look in the upper right-hand corner, click on newsletter, and sign up. All we need is your email, and we do not sell your data. My name is not Zuckerberg, thank goodness. We'll see you back here next time. God bless you.